Hello, this is Perry A with Q&A, and somehow I got disconnected, so I've been talking for quite a while and you haven't heard a thing I've said. So excuse me for the delayed action there. I got a phone call and I thought, how can I get a phone call when I'm on the air? So somehow my phone got dropped, but we're back again. Again, this is Perry A with Q&A about calcium bentonite clay. We have several questions in queue today, and I'll go over them and answer them again. Let me find my place here. Pat said, do you take this once a day or every day? I take it every day. I like to take a little clay before each meal. I think it's the world's greatest preventative, because it's going to grab any toxins you're ingesting in your food. If you take a little periodically throughout the day, you're just gathering toxins before they are absorbed into the bloodstream in the body and carry them out of the body. So it's a great preventative. It supports your body in staying healthy because you're not getting overloaded in toxins. It's not addictive. You can stop at any time if you want to. I see no reason to stop. I've been taking it for over 10 years, and I love my clay. Annie in Austin, is all bentonite clay the same? Well, first of all, no, it's not. You want to look at the brand name because every clay is different. Each deposit of clay, the minerals are going to be different, and the reactions on the clay are going to be different. Some of them are grittier, grainier. Some of them are better for external use and not so good for internal use. If you're buying the living clay and you went to the store, since you're in Austin and we have the living clay liquid in stores, if you have the living clay liquid, that's exactly what you should use. And a one-pound jar will make you four of those 32-ounce bottles of liquid. Now, if you're using a Sony's or another brand, you're probably Great Plains. You're using a sodium bentonite, not a calcium bentonite, and it's going to have a taste to it. It's really not as smooth. The living clay is very smooth. It's not thick and yucky. It goes down very well, and I think you'll like it. If you're taking those others, you'll see a big difference. She said, also, I start using clay. Well, I need to be close to a bathroom as it is a detoxer. I'm used to doing detoxing, but sometimes I have to stay close to the bathroom. Very good question. No, you don't have to. Clay is a very gentle detoxer. It doesn't give you diarrhea. In fact, it helps you have 3 good bowel movements a day. Now, for some reason, there are some people that get constipated taking clay, and others, the majority of the people say they start noticing they're having 3 good bowel movements a day, which is what we're supposed to do. Why it causes some people to be constipated, other than pulling out a lot of old fecal matter that's lodged in there that's plugging up the pipes, I don't know. But I recommend taking over-the-counter magnesium if you should have a problem with constipation. The 250 milligram, we all need more magnesium in our bodies anyway. It's not harsh like a laxative, and it'll keep you going to the bathroom. Good questions there. Thank you. And Joe in Bothell, can using essential oils for aromatherapy help with clay baths? I don't know if they're going to help with the clay bath as far as what the clay does. It'll make your bath water smell better for a little while unless the clay starts absorbing the essential oils. Sometimes it has a tendency to absorb the oils, but if you've already got your clay mixed and then you put it on, your oil's probably going to stay on the top, and usually the clay settles to the bottom. You kind of stir it up while you're taking the bath. You want to keep it stirred up. As far as its detoxing power, clay is pretty strong by itself as far as detoxing. But you may like the aroma from the lavender. It might be calming for you if you want to use that. That's not a problem. Okay, another one from Joe. If I add ionized water to calcium bentonite clay, would it help or hinder the effectiveness of the clay when used internally? It probably wouldn't have any effect on the clay. The clay has its own stabilizer. We take a lot of these waters to bring our pH level of the waters up, and clay has a 9.7 pH, and it keeps its structure. You don't have to draw the water, and if it sits for over 3 days, it's lost its potential. Clay just keeps it. So another way of helping your water would be to put a little clay in it each day. And so you can use most any kind of water with clay. I prefer, if you're going to use distilled water, I'd add some minerals to it because it's literally stripped of minerals and it tends to be a little drying. Okay, good questions here. Let's see if we have any more. Okay, here's another one from Joe. Aside from its medical purposes, can calcium bentonite clay be used as a thickening agent or an ingredient to produce lather? Also, what other uses does calcium bentonite clay have? It has a plethora of uses. Yes, it's very definitely a thickening agent. I use it in my chili. I made a soup the other day, and it was a little too soupy, and I put it in there as a thickening agent. When you use it with your smoothies, you'll notice that it absorbs some of the moisture if you put the dry powder in, and it thickens it. I don't know about producing lather. It's going to thicken. You'd have to put something there. It doesn't really lather. It doesn't have that effect. I use a little bit of toothpaste with my... on my toothbrush, and then I put the clay on top because I like the lathering effect. And it says, what other use does this calcium bentonite clay have? You can use it for taking clay baths, for drinking, for detoxing, for healing wounds, for insect bites. It will pull the venom out, stop the itching, any kind of rash, eczema, psoriasis, acne. I've seen it stop shingles in 3 days. You want to get it on there as soon as you know you have shingles, and you can just back it right out. Anything that hurts, put clay on it. Achy joints, toenail fungus. You can put it in your scalp. If the hair follicles aren't dead, it will help by pulling blood flow and oxygen. It's going to help stimulate the dormant hair follicles. If the hair follicle's dead, it won't work. We have people who use it that's used, you can, in your garage, if you have an oil leak, sprinkle some clay down and get a broom and sweep it up, and it will absorb the oil. It's a deodorizer. You can put a cup in your ice box, and it'll, or your sports room where your tennis shoes and your sweats stay, and it will pull out the odors. I had a lady who used it to clean her sink with, and said it did a very effective job of cleaning around her faucet heads and things. She also used it to clean her stove. When it got greasy spots on there. You can water your plants with it. Plants love it. They bloom and grow. It's good for your pets. It's good for birds. They used to feed it for chickens. They've used it in livestock to feed cattle with eating feeds with aflatoxin because it captures the aflatoxins and keeps the cattle from getting sick. So there's a plethora of uses for calcium bentonite clay. And I recommend my book, Living Clay, Nature's Own Miracle Cure. It has over 100 uses and tells you how to use it for each different ailment. And keep, I love your questions here. Here comes another one. Does calcium bentonite clay have any benefits for nails and teeth? What can I blend in with the clay to produce a nail polish or cleaner? Well, it's very good for your nails and teeth. You'll notice your hair will grow, your nails get stronger. Excellent for your teeth, brushing your teeth. Packing your clay a couple of times a month with a dry powder between your teeth and gums. If you do that, you're going to really enhance your bone density of your teeth over time. Plus, it pulls out the bacteria that get lodged in your gums as the gums weigh down with older age. We get pockets. I had a gentleman that started brushing his teeth and packing his gums, and his pockets were a size 8. They were that deep, and after a few weeks of using the clay, they went to a 4. So it's very good for your teeth and gums. I like to brush my teeth with it. Like I said, I put a little toothpaste on, I dip it in the powder, and I brush, and my teeth feel cleaner. I don't have that fuzzy feel to them, and yet it's not harsh enough that it's going to eat through the enamel. So it's a very good for brushing your teeth. I made my own tooth powder. I put a little cloves, a little stevia, a little baking soda, baking powder, excuse me, Arm & Hammer. And I don't use too much, and I use quite a bit of clay and a little peppermint oil and shake it up. So it has a little flavor, and it's just an excellent thing for your teeth. For your nails, if you have a toenail fungus or thin nails, you'll put the clay mud on your fingernails and kind of up under your fingernails, and let it dry and then wash it off and do that maybe weekly, and it'll help strengthen your nails. It's also going to pull toenail fungus out from other. As far as using it to produce a nail polish or a cleaner, I don't know how that would work. I don't know what kind of cleaner you're wanting. If you're just wanting a light abrasive cleaner to polish something with, it would. But for a cleaner for taking off nail polish, I don't see that happening. It would be a little gritty if you tried to put it in nail polish, so I wouldn't try that. All right, let's see. Here's another one. Can clay help reduce or remove puffiness under the eyes? Or bags under the eyes. Bags under the eyes are generally an accumulation of fatty cells. If there's excess fluid there, the clay will definitely help tighten it up. I would put a thin coat under my eyes at night before you go to bed. Even the upper eyelid, it's going to feel a little dry after you go to sleep. But just want a thin coat. And then during the day, occasionally, maybe once a week, do a good, nice, thick facial and really put it on kind of thick around the eyes. You want to let it dry and pull out any moisture there and tighten up. So it's definitely worth a try. And can placing calcium bentonite in a poultice form on the neck help people with thyroid glands? Yes, it will stimulate, clay poultices will stimulate dormant glands. Now, you want to make sure, if it's a hyperactive gland, I don't know if you'd want to use it. If it's an underactive gland, I would use it. A lot of times people get fatty livers, a clay poultice over your liver, and you want your poultice pretty thick. You want to make it half an inch thick over the organ, and then cover it with some saran wrap, or I take a piece of Glad Press and Seal, and it kind of sticks to my skin, so it'll keep it in place, and I can put my clothes on and go ahead and go about my day. If you'll check on the internet the location of your liver or your kidneys or different things, you'll see where they are in the body, and just on that area, put the clay. And when you're first starting it on a body organ, you want to do it for 30 minutes and kind of build up. If you start getting tired, it's time to wash it off. But you put it on 30 minutes maybe the first two times, and then go to an hour, and you can go to 2 hours of leaving it on. But it really helps revitalize dormant body organs. You can also, if you're a person with migraine headaches, put it over your forehead or at the base of your neck or at your temples, wherever the headache is, and just get a wash rag and saturate it with the clay and scoot it around on the wash rag and then wring it out and just lay it over your face and lay down and breathe through it and sip a little clay, and those all help the migraine headaches go away. I also had reports that the clay baths will diminish a migraine headache in 15 minutes. You know, I wouldn't have thought about that, but it makes system. Can putting a hot poultice on the forehead draw out toxins from the brain? Don't know if it's going to go through the skull or not. You can certainly try it. I just don't... I know clay helps bone density, and you can put it on a broken bone, and it'll heal much quicker than putting it in a cast. I don't know about, I know clay is extremely strong, but I'm not sure if it will pull out through the brain. I would put it more on the back of your neck, the brain stem area, kind of where the clay, well, you don't know where the toxins are entering the brain if they get in the bloodstream. So I would be more inclined to do one at the back of the neck, but you can certainly try it. It won't hurt. Does calcium bentonite clay heal facial sunburn patches or white pigmentations that are caused by from the liver? We have a lot of people, a lot of women that have, when they're pregnant, they get these liver spots on their face. And when they start drinking the clay, they go away. It's sun patches. Generally, it lightens sunburn spots, age spots. Some of them go away just drinking the clay. And some of them need topical applications. And some of them are there to stay. Why it doesn't work on all of them, I haven't figured that out yet. The white pigmentations, I'm not sure about that, but I definitely try it. If the pigmentation is gone, if there's none there, I don't think it will rebuild it. But if it's just dormant, it might help revitalize it. So, excellent questions there, Joe. Good to have you on board today. Let's see if we have any more questions. Can calcium bentonite clay remove plaque tar from the teeth? And if so, can this be used on a domestic cat's teeth? Yes, veterinarians use it to brush. My daughter used it to brush her dog's teeth. She had a little dog, and he had really bad teeth and started getting bad breath, and she would brush his teeth with it. It's excellent for removing plaque and tartar. And on yourself, I would recommend you pack it between your teeth and gums and leave it there overnight and then brush real good with it. It keeps it from building up. If you start brushing with it, it keeps the tartar and the plaque from building up in the first place. I have braces on right now, which is why I don't say all my words very well because my tongue gets caught on them sometimes. And I keep going back and getting reports that I have the best dental hygiene. My teeth are so clean. My braces, I think there's a calcium buildup that gets on your braces, but they don't see it with me so far. And I've had them on for over a year. And when I go for my cleaning, they keep just, they say, you're the best dental hygiene, have the best dental hygiene from all of our patients. Of course, most of their patients are teenagers who don't really brush their teeth. I can't stand to have a particle of food in my teeth, so when I eat, I want to go brush it out. But using the clay definitely helps. Really good for your pets. Does calcium bentonite clay work well when blended with herbal medicinal applications? It might depend on what it is. We have some clay we've mixed with tea tree oil and peppermint oil and a little jojoba oil and use it as a muscle rub, and it's really good. There are some things the clay conflicts with. So if you mix it with some kind of herbs and it starts getting an odor to it, it's not good. They're in conflict and they're causing a gas. So it would depend on what type of things you're mixing it with. I like clay as a standalone. It's so strong and it works so well. I like to try that. I have had people say they mix their clay, hydrate it, and put a little oregano oil in it and just a drop or two and brush their teeth with that. So the oregano oil might be something you want to consider. You would just need to kind of play with it. I wouldn't put too many things in at one time. I'd get a little clay and try it with a few drops of one thing and put the lid back on, leave it for a week, and see if it has a strong musty odor. If it smells bad, then there's a conflict in the herbs. But it would just be a process of elimination of working with it. I've heard it conflicts with eucalyptus oil, but I think for the most part, most of your oils, you can enhance it a little bit. And go ahead and be the mad scientist. That's how I found out it works so well with hand creams and body creams. I just had some nasty old Jergens lotions, and I'd put it on. I couldn't get out of the bathroom because my hands were just greasy. And I put some clay in it. I thought, wonder what would happen if I put some clay in it. I put a little hydrated clay in it, and it thickened it. And it also absorbed the greasy oil. So that's when we started investigating and finding an excellent, healthy base for our cosmeceuticals without the chemicals, the sodium lauryl sulfates, and all the parabens, and came up with an excellent body cream. It keeps it on top of the skin, and it makes your skin feel soft all day. So go in there, Joe, and start experimenting and play, and get back to us and let us know how it works. Karen Gray, will clay rid the entire body of parasites, colon, head, liver? How long does it take to know you have them eliminated or under control? No, clay does not get blood-borne parasites. Clay only works through the intestinal parasites. But they go to it. We generally, a 31-day regime is good because the parasites will go, but they leave behind eggs in different stages. And as they hatch out, you need to keep taking the clay to get the new larvae that hatch out. And it'll depend on how long it takes the parasite to go from an egg stage to a larva stage. So take it 2 or 3 months and you should be clean. We have a lady that gave some newborn pups. She started feeding her pups clay, and when she took them to the vet for the first check, they always check their feces for parasites. And he kept looking and looking, and he said, your dogs have no parasites. I've never seen that. Even newborn pups have parasites. And she just grinned and told him she was giving him clay. So there you go. You know, even our children, we all have parasites. Something we don't see and we don't feel unless they get out of control. And I think that's one of the things when people do a clay cleanse and detox, they start feeling more energy. Well, you're getting rid of those parasites that are pulling you down, taking your body energy. You're cleaning your colon out of that crap that's lodged in there and stuck in there, old fecal matter, mucoid buildup, things from the glutens that build up in there. And when you get all of that cleaned out, you can absorb more nutrients from the food you eat and the vitamins you take. Why wouldn't people start feeling more energy in 2 or 3 days? Good question there. Janet Lancaster, my friend Janet in San Diego. Hi, Perry. Is it true that you have to be more cautious using sodium bentonite because of the higher swelling capacity? Is this why some manufacturers, Sony, say to use it just for 7 days? I don't know why they say to use it for 7 days, but that would be a good, I think you've got a good theory there going. I know some people that take the sodium bentonites, it makes them nauseous. So those higher swelling capacity, it's real, the Sony's, if you pour it, it's real thick and kind of gooey-like. And when you mix it, it gets kind of plastic-like. It's very gooey. It just doesn't appeal to me. It has a taste that I can't take, too. You know, I would call Sony's and ask them why they said use it just for 7 days. That would be a good point. But I've used it every day, our clay, and never had any problems. Nothing but good effects there. That's a good question. Call them and let me know what they say. That would just be interesting. You never know how much sodium is in some of these. Some clays can have 18% sodium and some have 5 or 6. So anything over 2% is considered sodium. So if their percentage of clay is over 2%, it's considered a sodium bentonite. But the higher ones are going to throw an awful lot of sodium into your system, and that can definitely upset the apple cart. Kim has a question. Can you use clay in an infrared sauna? Yes, it's wonderful. Put your clay on and sit in a sauna. Now, as you start sweating, the clay may start slipping off, and you kind of have to keep rubbing it on and rubbing it around. But it's excellent because the sauna opens the pores, and the sweating is a method of detoxing. When we sweat and exercise, we're detoxing. And the clay is there to help pull any deeper toxins out, and it will grab the toxins as it pulls out. They don't just slide down your skin and stay there. The clay captures the toxins and carries them away. That's the beauty of clay. Deb in Chicago, would you use clay on yellowing toenails? I would just smother that mother with clay. I'd stick my big toe up there or whatever toenails and cover them thickly in clay, prop your feet up, sit outside or in front of your TV with a towel under your feet and just watch TV or something and leave it on there for 30 minutes, an hour. Do that every day. There's probably a little toenail fungus going on. The first time you use it, when you sit still and you're not talking or not doing something, you're paying attention to your body, you might feel a little tingling in your toes. And if it is, it's pulling out some toenail fungus. Now, it's going to take a while for that yellowing to grow out. If your toenails are getting real heavy and thick, it's going to take a while for them to grow out. So keep using the clay periodically. You don't have to do it every day, but I definitely do it weekly until you notice the toenail bed is growing out and there's healthy pink, clear toenail behind all that. So don't get discouraged because it takes a while for the toenails to grow out. These are excellent questions today. Makita Yaman from Burnsville. I hope I pronounced your name right. How will clay help for a migraine? Also broken feet. I guess that means feet, and we have a typo there. Okay. For a migraine headache, you can make a poultice, put it over your forehead or wherever the headache is located. And like I said, get a wash rag, wet it, put a little clay there and kind of scrub it around like you're lathering soap into the wash rag. Wring it out where it's not dripping wet. Lay down and just place it over your face and just breathe through it. And rubbing it on your forehead and your temple, it relaxes that tightness that we have resisting that's holding the migraine in. Sipping a little clay helps too when you're having one, just start sort of sipping on it. I know some people get them so bad they literally get nauseous. I had a lady tell me the other day, she started one of her migraines, and she only had a half a cup of clay left, and she went in and took a clay bath with her half a cup of clay, and she said her migraine was completely gone in 15 minutes. So I wouldn't have never suggested a clay bath to get rid of it, but clay baths are very relaxing, and you want to get down into the water as much as possible. I'd recommend at least a one-cup bath, a clay bath, for a migraine, and get down in the water as much as possible. Again, take that wash rag and wring it out and lay it over your face. Maybe put some clay on topically over your face before you get in, over your forehead, your temples, sinuses, wherever the clay is. If it's around your ears, put some around your ears or the back of your neck. Yeah. Does clay help with weight loss? If so, what usage is best? We've had quite a few people who've had successfully weight loss, lost weight with clay. They're drinking quite a bit, 3 to 4 ounces, 3 to 4 times a day, and drinking copious amounts of water. I'm talking about they're carrying water with them all during the day and drinking it. They say they lose their cravings for sweets, and they have more energy and they feel better. And the one particular lady lost from a 2X to an 18 in a year's time. And she said, I didn't exercise. She had fibromyalgia, and she's not a person that's into exercise. But she did drink lots and lots of water with the clay. Of course, she wasn't specifically dieting, but she was, eating sensibly and trying not to sit down to eat a bowl of ice cream or a chocolate cake, or you've got to have some reasonableness in there with your eating, with anything like that. And I keep forgetting to do that, and I drink 2 ounces 3 times a day, but I haven't gone up to the ore. All right, well, let's see. Here's another one. Oh, I didn't answer the question about broken bones in the feet. Thank you for asking this again. I forgot about that. If you will take the clay and thickly put it over the feet, if you're in a splint where you can keep clay, I would put it all the way around your foot, top and bottom, very thick. Wrap some saran wrap or glad press and seal around it. Leave it on as often as you can. If you can leave it on all day, put some more on at night. You may want to take it off for an hour or two during the day just to let your skin breathe a little bit. It's going to look like you've been in a swimming pool because your skin's having that much moisture next to it. It's going to be kind of crinkly and shriveled up. But put it on there as often as you can. You'll notice the pain goes away. We had a great testimonial about a guy who broke his wrist at an angle. And he went in and he lived in a small town. He went into the little small town clinic and they put a splint on him and told him to go and make an appointment with an orthopedic doctor in the big city and get a cast put on it for 8 weeks. Well, he went back and called me, and we started putting clay on it, and he'd keep the clay on there for hours at a time, 3 or 4 hours, 3 or 4 times a day, put some on at night, and in 3 weeks, he was back shifting gears on a hydraulic tractor. He even shot a horse. He said it was a little stiff, but he could do it. He was a cowboy. He was riding his horses. I think he got bucked off a horse is how he broke it. But he said in 3 weeks' time it was healed. So get the clay on any kind of broken toe, little toe, big toe, whatever. Keep it on there, and it takes the pain away. It reduces the swelling. It brings blood flow and oxygen where healing can begin. Excellent questions today. Wow. Here's another one. Wesson from Maryland. Can clay help broken feet bones? Yes, they can. And I just discussed that one. So It's still up in queue here. Yeah, get it on thick. Leave it on there as long as you can. I had a lady that came to us in a trade show and had a broken bone, and she was holding her hand up because it was throbbing and it was all swollen. We covered it in clay. She came back 30 minutes later, and she had washed it off, and she said, the pain's not there, the swelling's gone down, and look, I can wiggle my thumb. And she had a little movement in her thumb, which she hadn't been able to do earlier. So get it on there. Excellent. Okay, I'm going to look and see if we have any more questions coming in. Excellent day. All these questions are wonderful. We've used up our whole time answering questions, and that's what I'm here for. If anyone has any questions they would like a private answer to, you can call me at 512-262-7187. I'm not a doctor. I just know about clay, and I'm sharing my experience with clay. So have a healthy week, and now go get clayed, okay? Thank you, and goodbye.